Hello everyone and welcome to the Williams Project podcast. On today's episode, I'm going to be talking about what to do when faced with tough times or a declining mindset. So welcome back. Thanks for tuning in. You're joined here with myself, Blair Chappell. I'm back in Christchurch. It's a fantastic summer's day. I'm once again so thrilled to be back, one in New Zealand, two in the South Island. I'm really feeling for all those people up north dealing with the floods and the severe weather events. It's absolutely awful. So today's podcast, I thought I would do a discussion and a bit of a short topic on what do I personally do when faced with the tough times or a declining mindset. Those times when you know something's not quite right, you know you're off your A game, you wake up and you've sort of lost a bit of your mojo, you're sort of thrilling your step. Now, a bit of a disclaimer before I get started. I'm no sort of psychiatrist. This isn't meant to be a talk about mental health or anything along those lines. This is generally more economy related, what to do when you're faced with more of a declining market than a growing market. It's more my own opinion, my own experiences. You can pretty much find what I'm saying, I imagine, absolutely anywhere. There's not really anything secret about this. It's not meant to be some motivational hype you up episode. It's just logical, lateral, bullet point advice based on just what I do and what I find beneficial, and hopefully someone listening to this also finds this information useful. So why is this important? Why is it important to recognize you're in a tough time and recognize you're in a declining mindset? Sounds really obvious in a lot of this well, and that's why I think it's important to talk about it, because most of the time things that are extremely obvious are things that are never spoken about, never discussed, and never really put on the table. So why is it important? One, it's really important to get your mind right, to be making rational decisions, to not be ruining relationships, treating friends, families, spouses, workers, colleagues, etc. unfairly because of your mindset or because of the market. Also, not to get into a bad mindset and unhealthy cycles. As you all know, it's so easy when things aren't going well in life or your job, your career, your business, your relationship, whatever it might be, to get into unhealthy cycles. Unhealthy cycles might be switching the gym for alcohol, might be substance abuse, might just be sleeping in too much, whatever it may be. As we all know, it's far easier, well, for some reason, in my opinion anyway, it's far easier for the body to create unhealthy habits. It's a real pain in the ass. I would love it if it was healthier to drink beer. I would love it if it was as easy to go to the gym and do a workout as it was to get a cheeseburger on Uber Eats. Unfortunately, it's not, but I think it's important to recognize these triggers and make sure that we're not getting into these unhealthy cycles. And also, when faced with these tough times, it's important not to ruin your health and well-being, especially over a short-term environment. I'm guilty with it. A simple analogy is always the gym. You get into a good habit, you start going, you see progress, you're feeling really good. You have a wee little murmur or an upset, and it might be because you go away for work, you go to a wedding somewhere for a weekend. All of a sudden, you do 3, 4, 5 months, and you never work out again. You have no idea what caused it, what triggered it. And if at the time I was more aware of these things, I might have caught them in time, stayed on that bandwagon, stayed on that positive feedback loop, and reaped the benefits. Now, with these times, these tough times, the declining mindset when you realize you've lost a bit of mojo or unexcited about your day-to-day tasks, what I always find surprising from my perspective is these things seem to sneak up on you. Now, it's really annoying, much like the good times. You don't quite realize the degree of the good times you're in until they're gone. And much like the bad times, you don't quite realize they're slowly approaching until you're in it. Whether that be mentally, physically, whether it's something you're worried about or something that's actually happened, it does always seem to sneak up on you, and the good times always seem to be much further ago than what they once were. What I always do is I remind myself it is short term. Nothing lasts forever. Well, as far as the purpose of this podcast, nothing lasts forever. Don't get me wrong, there's horrific events in life that does last forever and does have lasting consequences. But as far as most of the things that can sometimes trigger us, sometimes get us upset, they do not last forever. Like I said, none of this is a secret. None of this is things that you can't look up, things that you don't know when I say it. But it's things that I tell myself that actually help frame it into a situation versus just sort of, you know, these things are true, but you never ever think about them. So one, remind yourself it's short term. Two, I think a really good one is reflection. I always think where I am now, even if where I am now is a place that I'm not happy with, or I want to get better, or there's things I'm not happy with, I remind myself that where I am now is likely one day where I absolutely would have loved to have been, or can't even fathom to myself being in that place. And there's lots of different scenarios for that. It might be you're unhappy with your mortgage rates or your cash flow or your personal finances, but back in the day, you couldn't imagine a time when you owned your own home. So it's just a little bit about perspective and also realizing how far you've come. Also, the cliche is you need bad times to the good times. One bad or harder times is a great way to make yourself really appreciative of the good times, and also to make sure you do the work required to get back to those good times to feel that good feeling again. And I always say, put things in perspective, there are likely far more people in far worse situations than you. I always try to say, if I could put my problems in a pile with everyone else, I guarantee I would run, beat and kill people to get my problems back. Like, there are 3 billion people on earth that live on less than $2 per day. It's actually at the stage where you can't really quantify it or picture it. Coming from a Western society, a Western world, even the roughest of standards here would most likely be the best outcome for these 3 billion people. After I sort of talk myself through those things, and like I said, this isn't something you do in a day or a week or a month. This is just things that I try to ongoingly do, and I try to ongoingly do it more so when I know I've got more work to do, or I'm not quite feeling right, or I just want to feel better. I always try to control the things you can. Really straightforward. First one is sleep. I use the Oura Ring, O-U-R-A, to track my sleep. I also make sure I do intelligent things, like obviously don't have heaps of coffee before bedtime, go to sleep at a reasonable hour. If you can't sleep at night, the best thing I've found is to get up really early in the morning. It sucks the first day because, one, you're really tired because you've had bugger all sleep when you get up at 4 a.m. But come that night, you're all of a sudden more tired than that same time 24 hours prior. I always try to control my sleep. Sleep is probably the one thing that I notice that if I get on top of, I feel substantially better. And the second I start falling behind on sleep, falling down on my readiness score on my app, it's the first thing that I think makes a huge difference to my mental health and how I feel. The second thing is my health, nutrition. Obviously, that's sort of part of that is sleep, part of it's your diet, part of it's sort of alcohol and other substances. Just making sure when you realize you're not in the best headspace to take extra care with what you put in your body. And that could be as simple as just trying to drink less or stopping drinking, trying to have less takeaways. I don't need to tell you guys what to do or how to eat. There's obvious things you all know about. And I think it's one of those things where it's trying to create positive feedback loops and positive cycles. I know there's people listening to this that go, when things are bad, I want to drink more, so I drink because things are bad. But also that creates a forced feedback loop, as you drink because things are bad. Because you're drinking, you now have an increased amount of stress hormones in your body. So when you wake up, you feel like things are worse. So then you drink more because you think things are worse. And you're in this negative feedback loop for no real reason. So it's always important to try pulling yourself out of that situation and control those things that you can control. Another big one I find is information and the company you keep. The best examples is obviously the news you read and people you associate with. If you're going through a bad time, the last thing you want to do is read the news or watch the news and find out about the 10 most horrific shit that happened on earth in that day. There is always going to be bad things that happen. There's always going to be good things that happen. It's important to have a filter on and decide what's important to you and what's not important to you. And I would advise that most of the bad stuff you read about every day isn't relative to have to hold in your brain and carry that round and make that sentiment grow that everything's bad in the world and there's a lot of good things happening. Same as with negative people. There is no need to go through life dealing with negative people. I think it's important if people are giving you feedback that you don't want to warn them and say, hey, I don't appreciate you talking to me about these things. Let's just move on. And then also cutting out people in your life if you just don't think they bring value, especially if they bring you down overall. What's also really good, write down what you're most worried about. Plan steps one by one. It's kind of like writing your goals down, but it's also brain dumping. There's nothing worse than when like you've got things caught up in your brain, you don't know how to solve it. Sounds really simple and straightforward and obvious, but actually writing it down for me is like taking it out of my brain. It's such a great way to clear my thinking and my thought process. I always look at multiple pathways to achieve a goal. It's never just one solution. I picture an octopus with tentacles. And that problem, like, it's hard to even find an example, but just if you think about all the problems you've ever had, it's very, very rare there is just one solution to solve that problem. So I always think of an octopus and go, what multiple avenues and facets can I use to solve this problem? If a team or a company or others are involved in this issue or in your mindset, I'm a big believer in this open communication, transparency. There is no need to bottle everything up inside. And another thing is talk to other people in a similar situation. It's not to do that because it's a pity party or you both want to moan to each other, but it's a, hey, How's your business going? Yeah, things are a bit tougher. What are you doing in the current circumstances? Bouncing ideas off each other. One, for reassurance. Two, you share ideas. And three, you realise that you're not alone in this. There's lots of people going through separate scenarios in their own mind, and they probably really value that connection, that friendship. There is no one solution. These things that I've just listed help me keep a positive mindset. You are never in it alone. People fight battles every day about things we don't even know, most of which are probably significantly worse than ours. The summary I want to leave you with is: hard times don't last, hard people do. It's the water that gets into the ship that sinks it, it's not the water all around it. Have a great day. Thanks for tuning in. Keep being legends.